Whiskers on Kittens, a magical romantic comedy with a body count. Written by R.J. Blaine, narrated by Kira Grace. One. I hadn't known the mouse was the size of a small dog and wore a diamond-studded collar. When I became bored, trouble happened. The current flavor of trouble stood a little over 5 feet with light brown hair and dark eyes, putting him a solid inch taller than me. He wore his uniform well and glared at me as though he'd enjoy escorting me to the next life if given a reason. The glare, I understood. Cats and dogs did not get along, and my nose informed me I dealt with a single male wolf of the lycanthrope variety. I doubted he'd ever met a clouded leopard lycanthrope in his life, resulting in the divine essence of female feline tormenting him. That I happened to reek of divine single female feline might do him in. What I didn't understand was why Judge McMurphy, one of the nicer men I'd dealt with in the Chicago court system, had dragged some poor cop out for my sentencing. I especially didn't understand why the judge had requested I come along with the poor cop for a private discussion in his office along with the attorneys. Community service was community service, and that I'd only been slapped with 6 months of community service astonished me. In the judge's shoes, I would have gone for 2 years. The judge made himself comfortable behind his desk, invited us all to take a seat, and promised we wouldn't have to wait long before he could get on with why we needed to have a private chat after everything had been said and done. I pitied my attorney, who would need therapy after dealing with me. It wasn't that I had gone out of my way to give the man a hard time. I just accepted responsibility for my actions, confessed I'd broken into the home of a wealthy businessman to steal a toy mouse on a double dog dare, and refused to rat out my succubus friend for being the one to dare me to do it. When I'd broken into the home, I hadn't known the mouse was the size of a small dog and wore a diamond-studded collar. The attorney especially hadn't appreciated when I'd made use of my legal rights to summon an angel to confirm I hadn't known about the collar, had done the heist as a prank, and would not be snitching on my friend in this life nor the next, not even if the devil came calling to drag me into some dungeon to put me through hell. I'd amused the angel, who had assured me I wouldn't be doing any time in the dungeons unless I wanted to. The innuendo had caught me so off guard I'd burst into laughter at the sheer thought of leaving the pool of divine single female felines. The wise men ran the instant they realized I was on the prowl. The smart ones ran soon after, and the dumb ones pissed me off and often received a face full of claws if they didn't get the hint I didn't want a dumb man in my life. Wise and smart men were few and far between. To find a single one? I bet I could find and steal numerous priceless treasures before one of those crossed my path and stuck around. With a pop and a flash of light, an angel appeared in the judge's office. My apologies, Your Honor. I needed to gather some important information. The feminine tone of the angel's voice indicated she preferred to be portrayed as a female, and the red, gold, and blue barring on her feathers proved I'd somehow created a two-angel circus. The other angel's wings were barred with blue. With a snap of her fingers, she manifested a briefcase, which she offered to Judge McMurphy. We have taken the liberty of discussing the situation with the owners of the toy and collar. You will not encounter any issues with the sentencing, as upon learning the details, they may have commented that cruel and unusual punishment is technically illegal. The judge chuckled, set the briefcase down in front of him, and opened it. A puff of yellow smoke reeking of sulfur spread throughout the room.
I see Lucifer is involved. I should have known.
He does prefer when mortals understand when it is futile to protest overly much. While the girl will not be protesting, as she is of the opinion she is deserving of 2 years of service, the boy will surely protest early and often. This will spare us from a great deal of whining.
Wolves are masters at whining, though. That's part of their gig, I informed the angel. They
Sample complete. Ready to continue?